save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.
Here 92.9, good morning. You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete. Did you say top of 27 earlier, X?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Or is it 27 degrees now?
It can't be 27 degrees now.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at my screen now. It says 27 degrees in Perth. It's frozen on the Today Show.
Okay. All right. No, I'm just asking. I mean, my stuff says top of 24.
You just worry about your job there, Peppo.
Well, the weather is my job, so, you know, I just...
We'll do it well.
All right, anyway, okay.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, no, I know, it's bloody rough. All right, let's get stuck into this.
From cricket bats to hard hats, please welcome the co-host of House Rules, Abby Way.
Yay!
Hello,
Let
Abby.
I actually love that.
Love what? Oh, that little...
little interesting, look out.
You're very welcome, mate. You've officially hit the big time. How are things going?
It's really good. It's obviously a bit of a wild time to be living in Sydney at the moment. And by wild, I mean that I can't leave my apartment. But in terms of, it's a really, really good time to be having a television show come out, if that helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be, it's so much fun. The contestants are gorgeous and it's something the whole family can watch, which I think is what we all need right now.
Now, Ab, I've seen a lot of your work and it's mainly based around sport in general, cricket, and you're taking a leap into the AFL and that sort of stuff this year. Have you got a fair bit of time up your sleeve to be recording these sort of new shows?
Yeah. Well, funnily enough, I was doing AFL, which obviously for season 2020 is going quite well. I was doing Olympics. So now looking forward to Tokyo 21. Yep. So you go from having and then I had Big Bash and then got married like yourself, Dave. So there's been a fair bit where it was all hectic and now it's completely stopped. So I'm finding myself doing jigsaws going, what is going on? But we're just really grateful that for House Rules, we had wrapped filming only a couple of weeks ago. So we managed to get everything in the can because I know that a lot of other shows, as you guys are aware, you're having to split up and do it in different places. So it's just been crazy, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Abby, you just said that you recently got married. How do you feel for all the couples that have now had to cut their entire guest list down to just 5 people? Were you thinking, oh, geez, I should have just waited? Or are you happy that you got to celebrate with all your friends and family? But we know it's expensive.
It breaks my heart. I actually had a girlfriend who'd invited 140. The government said you can't have gatherings of more than 100. So she did the brutal cull. Messages to 40 people being like, sorry, guys, haven't made my top 100. And then from there, the government goes further and cancels it. So you've then got 40 mates that know they're not your top 100.
Yeah.
That
don't
me and him. Ab, I don't know, Beth, when you organised your wedding, but for mine, I was happy enough to have different cousins from different families. So like say there was 4 cousins in one family, I'd say, I pick 1 and 3 and 2 and 4 aren't invited. And that was our only fight we had throughout the whole thing was that I can't be picking cousins to pieces and making families more awkward. Did you guys have any issues with your wedding like that?
Oh, I think it's always tough, isn't it? Because you kind of sit down and you think, well, these are our people. And especially when you've moved interstate, it becomes a bit tough. And then your family have people that mean a lot to them, which is completely understandable as well. But we were pretty good. And we managed to get in just before the bushfires, to be honest. Our venue in Adelaide was closed 2 weeks later because of the threat of the fires.
Yeah.
So,
and
your heart breaks. And as much as it is certainly something that, it's a celebration, it's not life or death. I definitely feel for anyone who's planning something around this time because there's so much uncertainty. But the best thing you can do is genuinely just stay home. And I know that lucky you guys in Perth, it's not as much of an issue as it is here, but it is pretty full on.
Hey, Abs, House Rules High Stakes. For fans of the show, what are the differences between this upcoming season and versus what they're used to?
Well, I'm here, which helps. No, I'm kidding. It's as you would have seen, hopefully in the promo so far, it's taking on a new model. So traditionally, the couples, we start off by going to their homes and we're straight into the home reno part of the show. This time, they're starting on a penthouse on the Gold Coast. Mm. It's just bigger. The challenges are bigger. There's so many little surprises I can't give away that are up their sleeves. We've got new judges. And it's all just about still making sure that it's about families and, changing people's lives, which is what the show does, which I had to stop myself from blubbering. Because with sport, someone wins, someone loses. Like, you kind of get your head around the emotion of it. And with grand finals, you might shed a tear. With this, every single home runner, I was like, they couldn't afford this.
Hey, do you are you handy with the tools or not? Have you got any idea how to do renovations, or you just like sitting back and watching?
I wouldn't be throwing stones, because I think Em told me that when the roof fell in at yours, Dave, that you tried to prop it up with a ladder. Is that true?
I tried to hold, it up.
I don't know if those of us that work in sport should start throwing stones about our reno ability.
Get into him, Abby.
Good on you, mate.
Very cool.
Thank you, Fran.
15 love.
Abby, great to see a Perth girl doing such incredible things. And we're going to see you on House Rules High Stakes alongside Jamie Drury. It's now going to premiere Monday, the 6th of April at 7 o'clock on 7. All the best to you, mate. Take care.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a beer for me. I'll see you soon.
Will do.
Go, yeah.
Bye, Abby.
Abby Way
Bye.
There on Hit 92.9. It's Xavier, Jules and Pete.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.